Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera Helpline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. This is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claim on the line. Her name is Rakita Hoffler.
Thank you. You could go ahead and put her on. I can help her.
Thank you. She's
Thank
available
you.
now.
Thank you. Hello, Ms. Hoffler.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you for asking. My name is Randy Reese, and I was just writing down to make sure we have the correct contact. It is Rekittta,
That's correct.
and then Hoffler,
Correct.
and then I have 984-365-0867. Okay. As I mentioned, my name is Randy Reese. Yes, ma'am. It is like the peanut butter cups. Okay, that should help you remember my name. It works.
Yes,
It works. Okay. Now,
it will.
would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit? Okay. Now, ma'am, a couple questions here. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All right. And kind of the same question, just worded a little differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm for this matter. Are you willing to affirm that, Ms. Hoffman?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The question kind of flows,
Thank
and
you.
then it always stops me when I get there. I really am so sorry.
Yeah, I understand it. Yeah.
What was your diagnosis date? Do you remember?
Yes, it was July of 08, July 15th to be exact, 2008.
You know what's funny is most of the ladies remember the exact day.
Yeah.
I mean it. Yeah, I get it.
Would imagine so.
Yes. So sorry again. What is your date of birth?
My date of birth is January 13th, 1982.
Okay, January 13th, 1982. I was correct. Okay, young lady. I'm teasing a little bit here. Let me do this while I think about it so I don't forget. I'm going to send you my contact information. It's different than the number we're talking on. That number will be my desk phone. So if for any reason we become disconnected or if you have follow-up questions or anything after this phone call, you are more than welcome to contact me. And
Thank you.
I'd like to kind of knock that out before I forget. So bear with me. Yeah, one more sec. Okay. And you know what? While I'm doing that and while I'm on it, you could also feel free to pass that on to anybody else that you know that wants to talk about these lawsuits, okay? Even if they don't necessarily have the
Okay.
diagnosis but may have questions, I don't mind answering. It's not all about claims. It's really not.
Sure. Yeah, well, thank you for that.
No worries. Now, did you use the brand name of contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Now, on the Depo Provera, as far as you know, it was the brand name, correct?
As far as I'm aware of, yes.
Well, the thing is they call it something else if it's the brand, the generic, so you would have known that. And the other thing is what's really, well, they're both made by Pfizer, which I find kind of interesting, but the brand name is specifically what we're talking about today, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis within any one given year?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
And then I know this one, but you could give me approximate to the best of your memory, when do you think you started using the Depo?
It was in 04, early part of the year, I believe, like maybe March-ish.
And if you had to guess to your memory, again, it could be just to the best of memory. Would you say it was mid-March, beginning March? You think it was before St. Patrick's Day? What do you think?
I would say maybe before then,
Okay.
like towards the beginning of the month, yeah.
Okay. So we'll go with like March 7th. That's pretty safe, correct?
Okay.
You said 2004, correct?
Correct.
And when did you stop using it?
And it was actually some years later. I was on it for about 4 years, so it was mid-year. I remember that, so about June of 08.
Okay, now you did stop using it before you got your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we have your let's see, let's go back up. We have your diagnosis down. Let's make sure we have our dates right. We have your diagnosis of 7/15 of 08. So you're thinking you used it, stopped using like a month before that, correct?
Month before that, yeah.
Okay. That's, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so maybe mid-June?
I would go with that, yeah. I don't remember the exact date, but I knew it was about a month, month and a half before the diagnosis.
Okay, and remember I said you don't have to have the exact date.
Yeah.
So, okay, would you be more comfortable if I put like June 10th?
I'm sure.
Okay.
That'll kind of have you kind of right there in the ish zone.
I got you.
Yeah.
And then we do know that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Please confirm your gender for me.
A female.
And then for your spelling, I have, let me try this, R-E-K-I-T-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Rakita?
That's correct.
I like that. And then the last
Thank
name
you.
Is Ms. Hoffler is H-O-F-F-L-E-R?
Correct.
Thank you. And what is your social security number, please?
It's 237-459-388.
Thank you. And for your email, I have rakita.hoffler@yahoo.com.
Correct.
And then for your mobile phone, I have 984-365-0867.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone is fine. Either one is okay.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a preferred time of the day that we contact you?
Maybe noonish, between 1 and 2.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 12 and 1. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Usually what happens if they call and they don't get you, they will leave an email. And I'm going to ask you a question about how to get a hold of you in the event we can't. That's coming up. So you're two steps ahead of me. But you really are almost done here. So what is your address, please?
Okay. 404 Tatum Lane, Apartment H, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, 27909.
You know what? I actually put a semicolon in there, and that screwed up my Google. Tatum Lane. Somewhere you said in South Carolina, did you say?
No, North Carolina. Sorry.
North Carolina. No, that's all right. Let's see if Google knows it. And what city did you say that was?
Elizabeth City.
Ah, they got Olin and Roxborough for North Carolina, so they don't. You must be smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's what it came up. So I'm on Google. So it's Elizabeth City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See what happens here. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, no, that's not it. That's Lane Drive. Let's try this again. You said 404 Tatum Lane, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that's T-A-T-U-M, then L-A-N-E-M. Oh, that could be it.
Yes.
I spelled it like Tatum O'Neill.
Yeah.
There it is. Came right up. Yeah. It came right up.
Yeah.
And you said that was apartment, I think you, what did you say it was? I'm so sorry.
H.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, who was your, and that's in, oh my God, Pensacoatank County, North Carolina, 27909. I know I butchered that word. I do know that. Okay. I'm well aware of that. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay. Right. And who was your diagnosing doctor? Do you remember?
Dr. Mitchell.
Dr. Mitchell. Hold
on. Dr. Paul Mitchell.
Like the, I don't want to go there because I'm peanut butter cup. So, you know.
Yeah,
that.
But I know where you're going and you're right.
Okay.
I know where you're going and you're right.
All right. Okay. Dr. Paul Mitchell. And where did you see him at?
Sentara Omaha Medical Center.
Well, how do you spell Sentara, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Is that S or a C?
S, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Sentara Medical Center. Okay. You know what? Maybe I should see. Was that it? You didn't go to Virginia, did you?
No.
That's what I thought. Let's see. Because a lot of these guys practice in other places as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I do know that for a fact. So we'll just type his name in, and then you can tell me where you went. Dr. Paul Mitchell. And that's actually kind of a common name. Okay. And then you said that was at Sentara Medical Center. Is that what it was called?
Albemarle Medical Center.
Oh, say that again.
Albemarle Medical Center, Centera Albemarle.
In Elizabeth City?
Mm-hmm.
On 1144 North Road Street, Elizabeth City?
That's correct.
Yeah, we found it. Thank you for the help. Honestly, not a cliche, I couldn't have done it without you. Seriously. Okay. All right. I'm just copying and pasting this as well. And I do appreciate you being upbeat about this because it really is a terrible thing that we're discussing this subject.
Absolutely.
It just,
yes,
it, it
we
really
are.
Irks
yes.
me. Now, at Albemarle Medical Center, is that also where you got treatment?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to copy and paste it. Was that still Dr. Mitchell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll just copy and paste all that from up there down to the next one. And had you been diagnosed with cancer prior to this in any way?
No.
Yeah. Just makes it all the worse. Sorry.
All the worse.
I do know that. I really am so passionate about these. All right. Now, as far as any meds or anything that you were prescribed, would that have been Dr. Paul Mitchell as well?
Yes.
Okay.
But I actually, yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, yeah, it would have been.
Okay. Do you have other doctors that you would like me to list?
The only other one that did the radiation therapy, that was not Mr. Mitchell.
Okay.
Dr. Mitchell.
Okay, I'm going to get to that in a second. And it's actually not required,
okay.
but we might
okay.
want to put it in there because, well, we can if you know it very easily because it will help. All right. Now, did you get pain meds or anything like that you got maybe a prescription filled at Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, someplace like that? After
no.
the fact, maybe?
No.
So any prescriptions
no.
would have been given into you there at the hospital, correct? Like
correct.
If you needed medications for your surgeries or pain meds, IV, anything, that
right.
would have been given to you at the pharmacy from the hospital, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so we've got that. And every hospital has its own pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that also. So we'll just add the word pharmacy to that. Okay. Thank you. And now, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist, and even better if you have them in your possession? But if you don't have them in your possession, what I need you to do is confirm that they exist, and in the event that the attorneys aren't able to get it, you will assist in getting those medical records and forward them to us either electronically or by mail. Can you confirm that
yes,
for me?
Yes, they exist. I can, yes.
Okay, thank you. I would think everybody would want to answer yes to that question. Seriously, even if you didn't have
right.
a claim, you would want to know. Okay, let me just make sure I haven't missed anything because we truly are just about finished. You did very, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, when I say very, very good, of course it's a bad thing. But, you know, again, as yes. I've said many times on this call, the only way you're going to get these guys to really start giving you the warnings and things like that that you should have is by getting them here. Now, you had mentioned that you had radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else did they do? Any surgeries, anything?
A craniotomy surgery.
Oh, yes. That's a big one. See, we want to put that. Okay. All right. Now, this is the last question other than a couple of things I'm going to want to put in here. But we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would ensure that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances when we can't get a hold of you. So all I really need is a first name, a phone number, who they are, friend, family, or foe, and if you will confirm that they could access your email or give me a different email, and I can put their address, that would be acceptable, unless you want to give me the everything. It's up to you.
Okay.
But someone
yeah,
that we can get a hold of. Okay, let's go. First name.
Okay. Gary.
Okay. And what's Gary's phone number?
I'll have to look. I'm sorry?
What's Gary's phone number?
I'll have to look it up. Hang on a second.
That'll take your time.
Okay.
We don't remember numbers like we used to before cell phones, Ms. Hoffman.
Yeah, oh, no, we do not. We do not. It's 984-220-4676.
4676. And who's Gary? Is your friend, family?
Yeah, family.
Family, okay. And would it be okay to put your email address? In other words, if something were to happen to you, Gary, be able to access your email in that event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I know I have a backup on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. All right. Just about. Now,
thank you.
I'm just doing a little copying and pasting, but I do want to ask you, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yeah, I'm sure I have, yes.
It's pretty easy stuff.
Like just an e-sign kind of thing?
Yeah, it just takes about a second, you'll see. And I'll stay on the line here with you.
Okay.
Okay. And yes, you have met the criteria, so I do have an attorney for you. And I'm going to give you all that information here in 1 second. And let's do this. Okay. And I'm just checking over my work here. It's going to be coming in a second. Oh, you know what? It caught me.
What's that?
Oh, you know what? I didn't, on your email address, all I put was, I put the dot, and I didn't put it yahoo.com, and it says, no, that's not a good email address. So, only on the emergency contact part. So I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it would, trust me, you would know right now, because what's going to happen, now we're good, because what's going to happen is these documents that I'm sending to you, they're going to go to both your email mm-hmm. and your phone. So you'll know that
okay.
I've got your email right. There we go. Now let me go into DocuSign. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
Okay, it's coming your way. It's spinning on my end. It is coming both via email and text message. You can access it however's easiest for you.
Okay.
It's still coming there. It should be there right now.
I think it may have just come through. I just got some type of notification.
Right, and so you're going to want to, yeah. It'll be from Randall. It's Randall. I know I say Randy, but my real name is Randall.
Yep, I've got it.
Okay, however you want. Are you on the text message version?
I'm on the email.
Okay, go ahead and then it's actually a little easier on the email. Then go ahead and open it up, and I think it's going to ask you to click a box to receive, agree to or receive information from me electronically. And then it's going to say...
review document?
Yeah, and do you see a starter? I don't know it real well from email. Text-wise, I can describe it to you without even looking. But
should I go to text message?
Does it? No. Let's do this seriously. Does it say start or continue in the upper right-hand corner?
It says. Let me make it soft. No,
you should,
I just see show images, and there's a blue box with review document.
Touch it.
Please sign. Yeah, I don't see.
Is there anywhere to touch anything? That's in yellow.
Yeah, when I click the review document in yellow, yes.
Touch that.
Okay, I clicked on it, and then it says SMS messages from Mass Tort Strategies. Do you
Correct.
Receive SMS messages? So
click that box, and then yes, continue. You'll get it because, and I should have been better on explaining this. Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in yellow. It's going to have a yellow place for you to touch. Once you've done it,
okay.
You're going to be an expert. It's really that easy.
Okay. Yeah. So you continue.
Yep. You got it.
Okay.
And then the one spot. It will ask you to make a signature on one of those clicks, and then you're going to want to hit adopt and sign when you're happy with the signature. If you're not happy with the way it shows up, you can hit clear and do it again. Have you gotten to that screen yet?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't see anything coming up.
Okay. Keep hitting go. Keep hitting continue or start or whatever. You see.
Please review and act on these documents. Please sign.
And then what's yellow?
There's nothing yellow on this page, actually. I think once I sign and hit I agree, then I would click continue.
Okay.
But it's not, I don't, I can't
click
see
I agree.
What it's signed.
Click I agree.
Okay. Okay,
Now,
that might have been it and continue.
yeah, then the continue now should be yellow.
Okay, and now it's a bit, yeah, now I see start.
Okay, good. Hit start. And
okay.
Thank you, because again, I don't do this on email too much, so you're actually teaching me
okay.
here.
All right, now I see sign.
Yep.
So
touch that, and that's where the box should pop up.
Yeah, okay. 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 The dot and sign.
Yep. And then it should say continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Whenever you're happy with it, Ms. Hoffler.
Okay.
And then do you see continue?
Yeah, it took me to the next page.
Okay, good.
Oh, and then, I just, okay.
Right. Just keep touching yellow
oh,
things.
Your initial.
Oh,
yeah,
this one wants you initial. It's the firm you've got. That's good, though. And make sure it's initials, not a signature in that box. They'll kick it back.
Okay. Okay. All right. And finish?
Yep. And then... You don't need to download the app. It's a marketing thing that DocuSign does. It's going to ask you to download the app at the end. You don't need to do that.
Okay.
And like I said, a copy of it is deposited into your Yahoo email box. If you'd like to review it at a later time, you're more than welcome to. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. Ms. Hoffler, I sent you another text message, and it says Pulaski 84. That's the firm number. That's the number of the attorneys that represent you in this matter. Generally, mm-hmm. within 24 to 40 hours, they will be giving you, but it is Friday, so I don't know if they'll make it today. But they will be giving you just
mm-hmm.
a quick, it's an intro call. They're not going to put you through the questionnaire or anything that I just did. It's just really, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you'll know who's representing you in this case. So if they don't get you,
okay.
they will
like
leave
a
voicemail.
Or...
Exactly.
Okay.
So if they don't get you, they will leave you a voice message. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just make sure that if they ask you to give them a call back or anything, make sure you do. And just be patient, because these are civil cases, so they do take some time. But again, if you have any questions
okay.
during this process, in addition to your attorneys, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. And as I mentioned, you're more than welcome to give my phone number out to any other ladies that would like to talk about this temple. But for you, I wish you the very, very best on this. It's a terrible thing. And, you know, no amount of money is going to make up for what happened. But you know what? If anything, it could... maybe help settle things a little bit for you. I really hope that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Reese. You've been awesome. You've been comforting. I do appreciate it.
Ms. Hoffer, you have a blessed holiday, okay? And thank you so much for the kind
thank
words.
Thank you.
Okay, take care
you
now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.